Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 Corinthians 10. In verse 13, there has no temptation. That word temptation is actually testing. There has no testing taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. There will never be anything in your life that is a situation or a test or a problem which is unusual. It's all very normal. It may not all be very pleasant always, but it is all very normal. You may be tempted to think sometimes, because of your circumstances, am I really kind of the only one, or is there something wrong with me? And the answer is no, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not weird. You're not any more weird than the rest of everybody out there. Now, everybody out there is kind of weird, but you're not any more so than they are. You're normal. And the situations that come your way, even though they may be unusual for you, are normal. Please understand that. If you get tested in some way, you have a problem, it's normal. It's a normal human thing. So don't sweat that part. Don't worry about it. It's normal. It happens. It happens to most people. But it also says that when it takes place, God gives you the ability to deal with it. That's really important to understand. When a test, when a situation, when a problem, doesn't have to even be a problem, even in the good things, God will always give you a way of dealing correctly with absolutely everything. Now, we don't always think of that in terms of good things, because good things don't always upset us, right? Good things usually make us happy. But in the good things, we need to handle them well also. Have you ever seen, or maybe in school you see this, you're playing some kind of a game or you're in gym and there's a sport going on and somebody does well and then they act like they're all that and a bag of chips? Have you ever met somebody like that? Have you ever seen that? Oh, I'm so fantastic. I am the best. I could kick the ball. I could throw the ball. Man, I'm a superhero. I can throw a ball. I threw a ball when I was 3 years old. Most humans have. Okay, maybe you can throw it farther and better than I could, but, you know, it's not really earth-changing how far you manage to throw the ball. I've never seen anywhere in history written about, let's say, Alexander the Great could throw a ball 45 yards. I've never seen that. I've seen other things he's done. I haven't seen that one ever about anyone. But they act like they're something because they can throw a ball or kick the ball or because they can get the answer or what have you. Those are people who don't know how to handle success. And God doesn't like when people can't handle success. God doesn't like when people can't handle anything at all. He wants them to be able to handle everything, including success, including failure, including problems, including good times. And he says he gives you an answer for it. He gives you a way to deal with it that is just perfect. You know what really irritates me? I like football, but I really don't like the way football players act after they score. They get on there and there's all kinds of grandstanding and showboating and what have you. And they're all that like a bag of chips. The team is 1-15 and the guy tackles someone. He acts like he just won the championship. What are you doing? Do you see your record? You're pathetic. You just got lucky. But they act like all that because they can't handle it. They don't have the answer. God gives you the answer. Never be astonished by success. Never be astonished by failure. It's normal. It's normal. Now, how do I handle it? What's the provision that God gives? Well, in John 14:6, Jesus says, I'm the truth, I'm the way, and I'm the life. God is the truth. What he is saying is he's the truth of your circumstances. He's the truth of your problem. He's the truth of your success. He's the truth of the things that really are hard for you, and He's the truth of the things that are really easy for you. He's the truth. That means that in every situation, I look for God. I don't try to define the situation by what it looks like. What it looks like doesn't give me any useful information. I always define my circumstances by what God says. In John 17:17, in the second half of the verse, He says, His word is truth. So if I'm going to look for God in a circumstance, what I'm looking for is what His word says about the circumstance. Now you may say, well, God doesn't talk about football in the Bible. Well, no, He doesn't talk about football, but the principles of the Bible address everything. The principles of the Bible address how to deal with your mistakes, how to deal with your successes, how to deal with your problems, how to deal with everything. You ever think to yourself, I would really like to know the answer? You're taking a test. I would really like to know the answer. I used to hate that. You're in the test, you look at the question, you scratch your head, I would really like to know the answer. Well, you know what? When you're going through your lives and you're going about your day and you're going in your interactions with people, your relationships, what have you, and you say to yourself, I don't really understand, I don't get it, God's the answer. Look to what He says. Why do they reject me? Because they reject Him, and you are with Him, you are a part of Him. That's why they reject you. What do I do in this situation? These people are unbearable. You love them. Now, when I say you love them, be careful. It doesn't mean you have to like them. Sometimes we think love is like. Love is not like. God said He hated Esau. But God is love. How can He hate Esau? Well, the way he didn't like anything about him. What? There was nothing to like. The guy was a jerk. Sometimes we feel bad because we don't like the jerks. No, you love the jerks. You don't have to like them. What does it mean that I love them? I'm patient with them and I'm kind to them. But there's nothing about a jerk that's likable. We Christians have to be careful not to get into that confusion. Love is not like. Love is patient and kind. Those are the two big characteristics. There are several others, but all of them stem out of those two characteristics. They come out of those two things, patience and kindness. So you encounter a jerk, you're patient and kind with them, but you don't want to be around them anyway. And that's perfectly okay. Nobody wants to be around a jerk. You don't have to like them, but you do have to love them. But love is easier than like. That's the nice thing. It's easier for me to be patient and kind towards somebody than it is for me to really enjoy what they're doing. That's sometimes really pretty impossible. But the point is this. Whatever you need for an answer, it's found in His Word. Listen to this. You need to know it. In everything, turn to God's Word. What does God say about things? He makes it clear in the Bible. What does He say about things? In order to know what He says about things, you have to know what the Bible says. When you know what the Bible says, you have all your answers. It's that simple. When you know what the Bible says, you have all your answers. Because they're all there. They tell you about God. They tell you about what He thinks. They tell you about how to respond. They tell you everything in the Bible. It's all there. That's why I tell people you need to know the Bible. You need to know the Word of God. We do. We need to know the Word of God. It has all the answers. If I want to be in a situation where I know how to handle it, if I face a problem and I want to know how to handle it, If I face a good circumstance and I want to know how to handle it, no matter what I face, if I want to know how to handle it, I turn to the Bible. And the Bible tells me how to handle it. Because God tells us His thoughts about everything. And He does have a thought about everything. And it's all there. It's all in His Word. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.